All right, welcome back to the Elias Macko Show. Now, it turns out there's a multitude of tax credits, other measures available. If you're thinking about renovating your home, maybe you can make that home renovation a little bit more affordable by using some of those tax credits. Let's find out a little bit more about that and how to start those home renovations with one of our favorites around here. Walter Assey, of course, is president at Renovco. Walter, welcome to this program. I know I hear you every weekend, but thanks for coming on today with us.
Hi, Elias. How are you?
I'm doing well. So first things first, I want to go through some of the tax credits that may be available to our listeners that they might not be aware of. I don't know if you want to go through them off the top here. What can you tell us on that front?
There is the one that is very popular right now, I would say, the multi-generational homes tax credit, where if you are to transform part of your home into an in-law suite, or an additional apartment, you can get to up to $7,500 if you spend, you know, to a maximum of $50,000 spent. I mean, you could spend more, but that's the maximum you will get. That is probably that was probably engineered to kind of counterintend the problem that we have with housing in general and rents and so on and so forth. So that's really, really popular right now. We're seeing a big surge in those requests.
Can you give me an example maybe of a multi-generational renovation that you've done? Like, is it taking a duplex and converting it a home? Tell me maybe an example or two on how to transform a home so it can be multi-generational.
So in a lot of cases, it's homes that you have to create a separate exit to. So you would have to potentially excavate from the outside, cut a hole through the foundation, make an apartment in the basement, kitchenette, a bathroom, these kind of things. So duplexes are less likely because they are kind of designed in a way to be two different apartments unless you create a basement apartment if you don't have one already. So this is pretty much the new trend. There's also the disability insurance tax credit, which has been there for a long time. That applies mostly to people with long-term disabilities. Mm-hmm. So if you're an older person that have mobility issues and you want your home to be wheelchair accessible, then there are a lot of programs to build ramps, to build sometimes even in certain cases elevators in your home, bigger showers, bigger door frames for your bathroom so you can, you know, access it with the wheelchair. Maybe modifying your kitchen cabinets to be lower or your vanities. So, yeah, there are a lot of help. That's more medical, though. You would have to have your doctor involved, and then the CSST gets involved as well and create a program for you of what's needed. You would have to chip in because they don't pay for everything, of course, but there is some generous subsidies there. And there's, of course, the Renovare that is, you know, it's mostly to insulating, and mostly addressed to insulating your home. And that's usually you would ask for an audit. You pay about $300 to open a file. The government will send you an inspector. They give you a full rundown of what's wrong in your home.
Gotcha.
As far as energy is concerned. And then, you know, each task that you do have a subsidy attached to it as well.
And so, and that program is still going ahead. I know, like, there's so many other cutbacks in the Quebec government, but as far as that, to green your home, that's still going through.
That's still going through. It's still strong. There's also Hydro-Québec that is kicking in with subsidies for conversion of furnaces as well. So that's still in effect. It's a bit lower now. They were giving a lot more money. Now it went down. But you know, if you were to convert your heat pump to a more energy efficient heat pump, or your oil furnace into electric furnace, there's also subsidies for that as well.
Okay, so multi-generational, we tackled that. Those with disabilities, all of these green initiatives, but also seniors. Is that a separate type of tax credit? Is there a tax credit available for seniors for home renovations?
That's more for the disability insurance, so that you don't necessarily have to be a senior. You just have to have, certain mobility issues or, you know, certain things that need to be modified. I mean, it's really engineered also for seniors to stay as long as possible in their home and not having to go to, any government facility. So, yeah, it is for technically seniors would take the biggest quota out of it because they need it the most, but it's also for people with disability as well.
All right. So, Walter, if one of our listeners is thinking about it, now that they've heard that these mechanisms, these tax credits are available, where should someone start? Maybe someone who's never done that home renovation, doesn't even know how to begin. What would be your advice to them on starting that process the right way?
For the tax credits, you mean, or for subvention or for renovations?
For the renovations in general. Like knowing that I can take advantage of some tax mechanisms, right? So, okay, that's convinced me I'm going to do a renovation. How does someone start off to get that renovation done?
Yeah, so the first thing really is your home better than anyone else. So you have to establish a priority list yourself. There have to be a lot of thought and common sense put into it. We all want that renovated kitchen, but we can't have it before we repair the leaky roof, for example. So the trick is top exterior to interior, top to bottom. That's really how you want to go. So you repair your leaky roof before you change your kitchen. You change your leaky shower before you do your floors on the main floor. So that would be like, if you want, the initial thing is to put a master plan of what you want to have done. You need to set a budget, obviously, and the older the home, the bigger the contingency for that budget. So if your home is 100 years old and very badly maintained, do understand that you might and will face some surprises in a lot of cases. The other thing that I find important, especially in bigger renovations, is for you to create your own timeline that is good for you and your family and not your contractors. You know, a lot of times, homeowners ask me, when are you guys available? And I always raise that question. I said, we should be available. You're the client. We should be available when it's best for you. As a client, for your family, for your kids, for the school, for your work, and so on and so forth. So try to take control of that and not to give the control to the contractor. Remember, it's your life that's going to be in shambles. It's not his.
Walter, listen, so much great advice there. And I'll direct everyone to tune in on Saturdays for the Home Improvement Show, where they can ask you even more questions.
Absolutely.
Walter Assey right there. He's the president of Renovco. Let me know if you're thinking, by the way, about doing some renovations. Would love to hear about your plans. Give me a text at 514-790-0800. When we